Blog Talk Radio.
Staring down the face of fear, gotta keep breathing. When the negative is all you hear, gotta keep believing.
International, and I am Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries, and we are so glad that you're with us tonight, hallelujah, that we can share the Word of God together. Praise God, and we're going to talk tonight about being suited up. Praise God, putting on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah, and I'm telling you, we're living in a day and an hour that we need the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to defeat and walk out victorious of all of Satan and his little imps. Hallelujah, because we've got power and we've got authority when we're clothed, hallelujah, in the whole armor of God. Praise God. I'm excited tonight about this message. Praise God. Glory. Who knows what God's going to do tonight. If you don't got on the whole armor of God, I encourage you right now, seek God. Hallelujah. Tell him that you want to be clothed in the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a blessing to be here with you tonight. Hallelujah. To know that Jesus is alive and well. Hallelujah. No matter what you've heard, no matter what you might think, he is alive and well and sitting at the right hand of the Father, glory to God, making intercessions for you and I. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, praise God, I'm excited tonight to know that God is in our midst. Hallelujah. And when he's here, things begin to happen. People get saved, delivered, and set free by the power of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise God. I encourage you, get your Bible, get a pen and paper, and write down the Word of God. If you don't got your Bible with you and you got a pen and paper, you write it down. And you see if I'm not telling you the Word of God. Hallelujah, because Reaching Out Radio International is not going to tell you a lie, but we're going to tell you the truth whether you like it or whether you don't. Praise God. You know why? Not because we're trying to be smart, because God said if we don't give the Word of God, that your blood is going to be required at our hands. So therefore, we're going to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. We're going to tell you like it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you're like me, you want the whole Word because you want to measure up to the truth. Hallelujah. Because a lie won't get it. Praise God, if the blind lead the blind, they're both going to fall in the ditch. Hallelujah, I want somebody to preach to me the whole Word of God. It's got to be the whole Word. Praise God, we can't pick and choose what we like, what we don't like. We got to take it, whether you like it or not, glory to God, and measure up to it. And you'll find out God knowed exactly what he was doing. Hallelujah. Let's pray before we get into the Word. We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 6 tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we glorify your mighty name. Hallelujah. We lift you up high. Oh, yes, Lord, you're wonderful. You're magnificent. And God, I'm asking you tonight, as we get in the whole armor of God, I want you to open the hearts, the minds, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the hands. Open it all up of your people that they can receive what you want to do tonight. Glory to God, because you want to move in such a mighty way, but you got to have willing vessels. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. And if there anyone listening tonight that don't have on the hope, armor of God, Lord, give them wisdom and knowledge of your Word, how to put it on. Glory to God, that they can be clothed in it, that they can stand up in battle and fight and be victorious and not back down and run from the enemy, but run to the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Have your way, Lord, in every area, God, and we praise you and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I'll tell you tonight, I feel glory. I feel the presence of God from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I know that he is in the midst. He said, if two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. Glory to God, and it's me, Chrissy, and Hope. And I know that God is in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm going to start reading to you. Praise God in verse 10. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Do we not see that today? And hallelujah. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore anyhow, glory, having your loin girded about with truth. Glory to God, we need the truth tonight. We don't need no half truth. We need the whole word of God. Praise God, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all. I want you to remember that word, A-L-L. You shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. When you're clothed in the armor of God, glory to God, you got some power and you got some authority over Satan, and he don't like it and he don't want you to know it, but I'm here to tell you today, glory, 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, with watchings whereunto which all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we're given the armor for a reason. Praise God. On over in 4 there in Ephesians, I'm going to touch on that just a little bit. Praise God, about the fivefold ministry and why it's needed in the body. Why there's apostles, why there's prophets, why they're evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Glory to God. In Ephesians 4, the other verse was 11, and I want to read 12 and 13 to you. For, and this is why the fivefold ministry is. It's for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and of the stature and the fullness of Christ. Glory to God. That's why you need the fivefold ministry in the church, because they've got to be some growing up. Hallelujah. And we're talking tonight about putting on the whole armor of God. And Paul explained to us here, praise God, why we needed the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days. How many knows the days are evil? And having done all, stand. Glory, stand therefore anyhow. Hallelujah. Having your loins girt about with truth. Praise God when you know the truth. Glory to God. The word said the truth will set you free, but a lie will keep you in bondage. Half-truth will keep you in bondage. Hallelujah. The only thing that will set you free, that will keep you free, is the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm so happy tonight to be able to share just a little with you tonight. Hallelujah. There's so much that God wants to do in the body of Christ, but we can't handle it all at once. So he gives us a little portion here and a little portion there. Praise God that we'll be able to handle it. But it's because we wrestle not against the flesh. How many have tried to wrestle against the flesh? And it don't work, does it? When you come against that person, you just stir up anger, you stir up hate, you stir up every evil thing, because it's not that person, it's the spirit that you need to come against. Hallelujah, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. How much do we see that in the government today? Glory, I'm telling you, it's all around. And that's why God's people need to suit up, armor up. We are at war. Be prepared for what's coming. Hallelujah. God wants his people to stand. Glory. It said, having done all. What does that mean? Everything. A-L-L. Stand. Stand therefore anyhow. Glory. Because God has equipped you with everything that you need. Hallelujah. That you can be able to stand and stand in that evil day, praise God, and putting on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking the shield of faith, glory to God, hallelujah, that you may be able to stand and to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So why do we need to be clothed in the armor of God? That we will stop depending on our own strength. How many have tried to do it yourself? Glory to God, I tried and I failed and I messed things up. Glory to God. So God does not intend for you and I even to face our financial burdens, our physical, our sickness, our problems, which are in our family, in our own limited understanding of our own strengths. He has planned and purposed for you and I to face every problem, every circumstance, every attack of the enemy in his, remember that, his, H-I-S, his unlimited, unsuppressed power. Glory to God, and I'm telling you, his power is mighty. I'm talking about dunamis power. Glory to God, dynamite, hallelujah. Ain't nothing can compare to the power that the Almighty God has got, and he's given it to you and I to stand against the fiery darts of the wicked. But you must put on God's complete armor. Paul told the Ephesians here, hallelujah, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his, there that word is again, of his might. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 10. Everything that Jesus did, he did it in the strength and power of the Almighty God. He did not depend on his own strength when he was healing the sick, casting out demons, opening the blinded eyes, raising the dead. Hallelujah. He drew upon the almighty power of God with him. Glory to God. Jesus said, the Father that dwells in me, he doeth the work. And that's in John 10 and 14. Glory to God. Jesus knew that the great I am. Hallelujah. Do you know the great I am tonight? Jesus knew that he was with him. He was dwelling in him. He was working through him. Hallelujah. He said, praise God, in John 10:30, I and my Father are one. The Father is in me and I in him. And that's John 10:28. When he faced Satan and all the forces of hell, he drew upon the power of the Almighty God on the cross. He was not depending on his own strength, but on the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, he knew that he was not facing death alone, that he had the Father with him. He faced death knowing that all powerful sources of the Spirit and of the living, hallelujah, God was within him. That raised is going to raise him from the dead. That same mighty power, I want you to listen. Glory to God, that was working within Jesus, that broke the chains of death and that raised him from the dead, is now at work. Now at work. Glory to God. It's now at work within you and I. Paul prayed that the Ephesians would know and understand, glory to God, the unlimited, unsuppressed, the greatness of his power in us, hallelujah, and for us. Glory to God, if it wasn't for us, he wouldn't tell us about it, but it is for us. When we were born again by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, he entered into the spiritual union with Christ, praise God, and we became one with him. The Father God is in Jesus, and Jesus is in you, and you in him. In the same spiritual reunion with him, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that right there is shouting ground. Glory to God to think of that unlimited, unsuppressed greatness power that's working within us today. If we let God have his way, if we put on the whole armor of God and stand in this evil time, glory to God in Colossians 2 and 10, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Glory to God, Satan don't got nothing on you and I. Hallelujah, because we got the goods. Do you got the goods tonight? Hallelujah. Do you got what it takes to make it through? Praise God, I tell you, I want more and more and more. Each and every day, I want to get closer to the Almighty God and all that he has for me, all the work that he wants me to do. Hallelujah, he's got it laid out. But I got to suit up, armor up, get ready, and stand up. What did he say? He didn't say lie down, did he? He said, having done all, stand. Stand therefore anyhow, having your loins girded about with truth. Hallelujah. We're not to lay down on the job, but we are to stand. Glory to God. Think about it. You have access to all. Did you hear what I said? I said A-L-L, all that Christ has, was, and is. Glory to God, it is available to you if you want it, if you go after it, if you seek it, if you hunger and thirst after it, ye shall be filled. Glory to God, hallelujah. How many hungry people do we got out there tonight? Hallelujah. I'm hungry for the word of God. Glory to God. I want more and more and more. Praise God. You have access, think about it, to the same power of the Almighty God that was at work within him. Just as Jesus did not depend on his own strength, he knew, praise God, he drew from the power of the Almighty God that was in him as he faced Satan. And you know what he did? He destroyed his power. Glory to God, and you and I must no longer depend on our limited human strength. Hallelujah. Because in the natural, you and I are weak compared to the spiritual things that we need to be. Glory to God, but we draw, hallelujah, upon that same unmeasurable, unlimited power of God that is within you. Think about that for a minute. Glory to God, that's a mind blower, ain't it? That power of God is in you. Now, what are you going to do about it? Hallelujah. Are you going to use it, hallelujah, for the glory of God, or is it going to lie dormant? Hallelujah. And never plant no more seeds on it, never use it. I want you to think about that. Hallelujah. as you draw upon the same almighty power of God that is in Jesus, you can see how it is possible. Did you hear what I said? I didn't say impossible. I said possible to be invincible to Satan's attack. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why we're equipped. Glory to God. He'll be like Goliath was when David stood before him. Here Goliath was, this big giant, and here David was, a little ruddy lad, but that little ruddy lad had some power of God backing him up, and he defeated the giant Goliath, praise God, with a sling and a stone. Why? God was in it. God's strength was in that rock as David went by the brook, praise God, to pick out the rocks for his sling. Glory to God, God directed him, and he defeated Goliath. Hit him right in the forehead, and he fell down. And David took his own sword and cut off his head, because that's what he said he was going to do to David. And I'm telling you, when you suit up, armor up, get up, stand up, hallelujah, you can defeat the Goliath within your life. You might be facing some giants tonight, glory, but brothers and sisters, shake yourself to the unlimited, unsuppressed, almighty power of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. I don't know if I can sit here. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of God is moving in a mighty, mighty way. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight that we're drawing from that. And at the time that Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesians, he was in prison and he was chained to Roman soldiers. Yes, I want you to think about that. As he observed the Roman soldiers day after day pressing in, glory to God, in all his armor. Think about it. Paul began to see a parallel between the Roman soldiers prepared to fight, glory, against the natural enemy, and the Christian soldiers was preparing to fight against Satan. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because if you're fighting in the natural, I'll tell you, you'll never win. Glory to God, but when you begin to fight in the spiritual realm, glory, you will become mighty, you will become powerful, and God will predict and show you what your future holds. If you press in with all that's in you, glory to God. These Roman soldiers, they put on heavy armor. As they went out to battle, it was necessary, listen, in the spiritual world, for Christians to put on spiritual armor to protect them. Hallelujah. And the armor, they armed them with the spiritual weapons for going out to face Satan. Did you hear what I said, church? Glory to God. Hallelujah. They was prepared. they was clothed. They had on their armor. Hallelujah. Every piece of the armor of God is very important. I'm telling you, it is very, very important, and we're going to get into that in a minute, but I'll tell you, it's important. You have got to be spiritually prepared to face the enemy. You've got to have your spiritual weapons, and your spiritual weapons will defeat the enemy. Paul told the Ephesians here to put on the whole armor of God. It had to be complete armor of God. The spiritual armor, which protects us and makes us powerful and unmovable in the spiritual warriors. Hallelujah. Praise God, unmovable. Are you determined tonight that you are unmovable? Glory to God, that you're not going to back up, give in to what Satan wants, because he wants to defeat you, but God wants to bless you. Hallelujah. Glory. Think about that for a moment and let that part sink in. And I just want to take a minute to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm going to set down my phone for a minute. Hallelujah. Because I want to lift up my hands unto the Lord. I want to thank him. I want to praise him for the power that I have in his name. Glory to God, I can use that name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That name that's above every name. At that name, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Glory. And I praise him tonight for what he died on Calvary, that I could be suited up with this armor. Hallelujah. He protected me with this armor in every area in the spiritual realm, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, against the powers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. So you've got to fight it in the spiritual realm. Glory to God. If you and I want to be victorious, we're going to fight this thing in the spiritual realm, suited up, glory to God, clothed, hallelujah, standing. And that's why he said several times, stand. We're not to lay down. We're not to give in to the enemy. We're not to run and go the other way, but we are to stand and fight, because we got the goods that will defeat Satan and all of his imps from hell. Glory to God, that's been assigned to try to destroy you. Glory, but remember, you have power. Even as Paul was chained between these Roman soldiers, glory to God, hallelujah, Paul began to see a parallel between the Roman soldiers preparing to fight, listen to this, and against the natural enemy, and the Christian soldiers preparing to fight against Satan. Glory to God, he saw that just as it was necessary for the Roman soldiers to put on heavy armory to protect them, hallelujah, from the head to the feet, think about that, and the armor itself was weapons, again, when they went out to battle, it was necessary in the spiritual world for Christians to put on the spiritual armor to protect themselves, hallelujah, to be armed themselves with the spiritual weapons before. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? I said before going out to face Satan. Because on your own, on my own, I'm no match for Satan. Glory to God, but with God in me, Satan's no match for the God that's in me. Glory. Paul told the Ephesians to put on the whole armor. It had to be the complete armor. Glory to God, the spiritual armor which would protect them and make them so powerful. Hallelujah. It had been fashioned. The Almighty God did it. He knew what would be needed in this hour, in this day. Glory to God. So God knowed exactly what we needed, so he supplied the armor, the spiritual armor that works today. Glory! Ain't you glad it's still working? Hallelujah! Even as it was for them back then, he said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I change not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That armor is powerful. And you and I have access. Think about it. Through our spiritual armor, our relationship, our communion with him. Glory to God. I'm talking about Christ, in which we are drawing our strength from him. It's Christ's strength that we depend on. As we are clothed in Christ, we are able to put on and be clothed in the same spiritual armor he wore. Think about it. Hallelujah! Glory! It is his girdle of truth, his blessed plate of righteousness, his preparation of the gospel of peace, his shield of faith, his helmet of salvation, his sword of the Spirit. Glory to God. We are clothed in the whole armor of God through our spiritual union with Christ. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. We are able to withstand all the fiery darts of the enemy. Anything the enemy will throw at you, you are able to stand and fight against it. Glory to God. You can be victorious. Why? It's Jesus' armor that you're suited up in. Hallelujah. It's not man-made. Glory to God. Man-made armor won't do nothing for you in the spiritual realm. And this battle is in the spirit. That's where we are fighting. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you tonight, if you are clothed in the armor of God through the spiritual union of Christ, you are able to withstand every fiery dart of the enemy. We are able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Glory to God, and that's in Ephesians 6 and 11. Hallelujah. We are able to endure suffering, persecution, temptation, trials, testing, and are 100% victorious. Glory! Do you feel the victory now? Hallelujah! I'm telling you, I feel the victory. Hallelujah! Because I'm suited up in the armor, and I know that I'm coming out 100% victorious. Why? Jesus said I could. Hallelujah. Therefore, I can do it. Therefore, you can do it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, a powerful weapon that can bind Satan and drive him out, glory to God, is the only weapon, glory to God, in this earth that is powerful enough to penetrate into the spiritual realm and break through the enemy's territory and bind the power of the enemy and destroy the enemy's strongholds. Hallelujah. There is two mighty weapons. And I want you to remember this right now. Prayer is the first mighty weapon. Glory to God. The second is fasting. Hallelujah. They go hand in hand. Glory to God. There are organized demons that are forcing spiritual powers and rulers of darkness. I'm telling you, the demons get together. Glory to God. They cause violence. They cause confusion, greed, and hate, and murder, and rebellion, and fear, and lust, and perversions of all kinds. All these things that you see going on in the nation right now, glory to God, that's on our streets, in the workplaces, in the homes. It's everywhere you look. You can see Satan's little demons. Glory to God, if you got a spiritual eye, you can see. And I'm telling you, God wants his people to grow up in the spiritual realm and discern the sound doctrine. Because I'm telling you today, there's so many half-truths out there that if you can't discern sound doctrine, you'll be deceived. That's why you got to have the word. You got to have on the whole armor of God, because we want to defeat Satan. He's the one that's causing all the violence, the hate, the lust, the fear, the anxiety, all this that's happening, all the critical things that's taking place in our nation. If you listen to the news, if you listen to what's happening overseas in Israel and all of these places, you'll know the enemy is at work. He's doing everything he can to tear down, to destroy all that is holy, all that is pure, all that is moral. Think about that. All sense of dignity. He's trying to destroy it all. And when people are moral anymore, people look at them like they're strange because they got values, they got standards. They won't give in to the things of the enemy, but they will stand and fight. Glory to God, just as Satan's imps get together for reinforcement. Guess what? The people of God need to come together. Glory to God, reinforcement, hallelujah, and stand and fight. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to think about this. Their objective is to drive the body of Christ, to cause it to be divided. He tries to cause strife within the church. Think about that. He tries to get the churches sidetracked from winning souls into the kingdom of God. That's what it's about. Glory to God. And if they don't come into the church, go to the streets, go to the highways and the byways and compel them to come in, that God's house may be full. Hallelujah. He said he ain't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he told his disciples to go, guess what? He's telling you and I to go to. Go to them. Glory to God. If you know somebody's lost and the Lord's been dealing with you, to go to them. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Suit up in the armor of God. You're not alone. Glory to God. And there's another objective that Satan is trying to destroy, and he's doing a good job, is the families. He's turning the husbands against the wife. And the wives, praise God, the seeds of rebellion in the hearts of teenagers. How much do we see that? Teenagers today are so rebellious. Where do you think they get that from? It comes from Satan. Praise God, he causes them to feel rejected, misunderstood. He causes bitterness, resentment. Their objective is to destroy all, steal the joy, to destroy the confidence that they have in God, to tempt them to turn their backs on God and sin against him. Think about that. There are many fallen by the wayside. Why? God's word's coming to pass. Praise God. He's already warned us that we need to suit up, and he's telling us why. Praise God. Satan, I'm telling you, is real. His demons and his imps are real, and they're out there. And so you and I need to be growing stronger and stronger in the fullness of Jesus Christ to stop, listen, to stop them from praying and hindering you from applying the word to your life, hallelujah, to stop you from doing the will of God. That's what they want to do. But I'm telling you, when you're suited up, when you got your mind made up, when you're hungry and thirsting after God, you're going to see that enemy coming, and you're going to stop him in his track. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. God wants his people. I want you to listen to this. Glory to God, there is evil powers and principalities that are establishing strongholds in our cities, community, in our nation, in that no atomic bomb, no nuclear weapon, no carnal weapon, any natural possessions can destroy. They only power strong enough penetrate these forces of evil and to pull down the strongholds of the nations of the earth and all the prayers of God's people. I want you to think about it for a minute. Glory to God, the only thing that's strong enough to do that is the power of the Almighty God that He gave you and I to use. Glory to God that we can face Satan. We can take back our homes. We can take back our churches. We can take back our communities, our states, our cities, our nations. Our nation needs to turn back to the Almighty God while there's still time. Glory to God, because time is winding up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, you're facing the evil forces of hell. Glory to God. But God has prepared for you to defeat Satan and to go on to spiritual perfection. In verse 17 of Ephesians 6, it says, "And taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Hallelujah. How did Jesus defeat Satan after he had fasted 40 days, 40 nights? Satan tempted him in every area. But what did Jesus say? It is written. What's written? The Word of God. The Word. The Word is what keeps you. Hallelujah. The Word is what makes you strong. And then 18, like I've already read, but praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching whereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Glory to God, we're to be praying. I'm telling you, Satan is manifesting himself in the world all around us. You can look and you can find this in Job 1:7, Peter, 1 Peter 5:8. Glory to God, as his evil spirit moves upon these people, causing them to commit all kinds of sin. Glory to God, he has set up these principalities upon the earth using people that he can control their lives, their works, because it's through human vessels. Just as the Holy Spirit manifests itself through the human vessels, we must learn to recognize who we are confronting by the enemy, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Glory to God, and that is in 2 Corinthians 2:11. We are not ignorant of his devices. Why? Through the word of God, God has revealed what Satan's up to. Hallelujah. We know
that he's coming against us. We know that he's using our children. We know that he's using our loved ones. He's using the ones that can hurt you the most. Glory to God, but don't let it get to you. Glory to God. Let it be like a duck. Let the water run off. Shake it off. Hallelujah. Don't even let it stay there. Don't even think about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Glory to God. We can defeat Satan. Satan will try to destroy the work of the Lord, just like in Nehemiah 4 and 6. Maybe you can recognize that work against you. Maybe there is ridicule. Maybe there is threat, physical attack, confusion, discouragement, spirits of negativism, just being negative all the time, the spirit of division among yourselves, the spirit of, think about this. Think about it. But we, as the children of God, know the attacks of the enemy. It's already been written. Hallelujah. So we know. We know that there's false teachers out there that are leading people astray. We know that the enemy likes to attack the weak. Glory to God, those that are strong, he leaves alone for a little bit, and he attacks those that are weak. And I don't care who you are, every in one area of your life, you have a weakness. And Satan's going to prey on that weakness every time. He's not going to attack you where you're strong. He's not going to attack you where your guard's up. Hallelujah. He's going to attack you in the area that he thinks you're weak in. Hallelujah. Excuse me, I had to get something to drink. My mouth's dry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I want you to be aware of the attacks of the enemy. And I want you to know, if you're born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, got on the whole armor of God, you are in the army of the Almighty God. And I'm telling you, the war is on. Glory to God. Get sharpened up on your weapons. Glory to God. Know how to use them. Because I'm telling you, the weapons that God has given you is weapons that which can position you beyond defeat. Don't that blow your mind? Hallelujah. But that's in Ephesians chapter 6. That we just read, verse 14 through 17. Hallelujah. Go back and read it again, because when you use these weapons, it will position you in beyond defeat. As long as you look to God, which is your strength, which is in you, hallelujah, he wants to enable you to be perfectly and fully equipped and to be grown up maturely into the full stature of Jesus Christ. Glory to God, as the same spiritual warrior, praise God, that when Jesus was on this earth that he fought, he has given you the same spiritual armor that will make you strong
glory to God, that you will be able to defeat the enemy, break through the strongholds, tear off the chains, and set people free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he's given you power. I want you to think about this for a minute. Glory to God. How many knows all the great and mighty things that Jesus did? He healed the sick. He opened the blinded eyes. He opened the deaf ears. He raised the dead. He fed multitudes with a couple fish and five little loaves of bread. Glory to God. He fed a multitude with 12 basket pulls left. Tell me that ain't a God of miracles. Glory to God. And think about it. What I'm about ready to tell you will blow your mind. That he said that you could go forth and even do greater works than these, because he went back to the Father. When he went back to the Father, he sent us another comforter, glory to God, which is called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That will lead you, guide you, direct you unto all true paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm excited tonight. Praise God, because if I suit up in the armor of God, I can go right into the territory of Satan and take back all that he's took from me. Glory to God, we can go right to the root cause in the spiritual realm and pluck up. Glory, did you hear what I said? Pluck up all those seeds of negativity that he planted among the people. Glory to God, because why? We got discernment through and by the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God, it's nothing you and I did, but it's what he did on Calvary. Hallelujah. As we look closely at each piece of armor, glory to them, glory to God, just think, each one of them describes the attributes that are unfailing in Christ. The girdle of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And that's in John 14:6. Think about that. The breastplate of righteousness. He is righteous. He is on the breastplate of righteousness in Isaiah 59:17, as he became our righteousness in 1 Corinthians 1:13, and we are righteous in him in 2 Corinthians 5:21. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Glory to God. And the preparation of the gospel of peace. And what that means is the readiness to proclaim that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, preach repentance, and that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read Matthew 4:17, and it'll tell you all about it. Glory to God, but we got to have that readiness. We've got to have the shield of faith. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. You can find that in Hebrews 12:2. Glory to God, and the helmet of salvation as the promise Messiah. He was our helmet of salvation. In Isaiah 59:17, there is no other name under heaven. Glory to God, whereby ye must be saved. There only one name, Acts 4:12. Glory, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Jesus is the living word. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In John 1, and then John 1:1 and verse 14. And Paul also wrote to the prisoners when he has that chain, when he was chained to the Roman prisoners, he wrote letters to the Ephesians, praise God, about the various pieces of armor, and he described the attributes of them and how they was of Christ and how they would make you strong, mature, unmovable, invincible, the spiritual warrior that he's called you to be. Glory to God. Paul was telling the Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God. That's what he said. He was actually saying, be clothed in Jesus Christ. He told the Galatians, for as many of you as have been baptized in Christ has put on Christ. Galatians 3:27. It is when we enter into the spiritual union with Christ, which we are one with him, in which we know that we know that we know, glory to God, hallelujah, that Christ is in us and we in him, that we stand before the enemy perfect and fully equipped. Hallelujah. In the full stature of Jesus Christ, clothed in him, we have his righteousness. We know to speak the truth that is set man free. Hallelujah. We are having the faith. We are saved, clean, justified. Hallelujah. And we have the written living word abiding in us. Hallelujah. We are prepared and ready at all times to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to a dying world. Glory to God. He said, be instant, in season, out of season. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we got a work to do. Praise God, but if you're equipped, praise God, you can go marching forth, hallelujah, and you will not be defeated. None, did you hear what I said? None of the fiery darts of the enemy will be able to hit you because you have everything that you need to use against them. Hallelujah. You will be able to endure suffering because suffering comes. You will be able to endure persecution. You will be able to endure temptation. You'll be able to endure trials and testing. And you will come out 100% victorious. Glory to God. And that's what I want. Hallelujah. This is God's purpose for the church, that we grow and mature until we all become one in faith, one in love, one in purpose. Think about that. Glory. Have you ever heard anybody preach on that? Hallelujah, I'm telling you, that'll preach. We are never going to be alone. Glory to God, we got to go forth and just back up and agree with our brothers and our sisters and stand with them. And we will become one because he does not want division in the body of Christ. He wants unity. Glory to God, as I read at the beginning of this broadcast, hallelujah, about the fivefold ministry, about the apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. Why are they needed? For the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, till we all come unto the unity of the faith which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, preach on. Hallelujah. Sing on. Work on. Go on and be about your Father's business. Be mature. Grow up. Know that you are not alone. Glory to God. Satan would try to get you alone. Praise God, but you're not alone because the body of Christ is backing you up. If you're standing in the armor of God, if you're standing with your brothers and your sisters, praise God, hallelujah, glory. I'm telling you, you're able to defeat the enemy. You're able to defeat anything that he would throw at you. Why? Because you have a mature relationship with the Lord. Think about that. Think about that. Just simply being in church every time the doors are open, that don't cause maturity. What causes maturity is studying, seeking God's face, putting on the armor of God, being clothed in Christ Jesus, using the weapons that he gives you to use. That's what will make you victorious over the enemy. Putting so much money in the bank don't get you no brownie points. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you want to win this war and be effective, Jesus Christ, you've got to put on Christ and the whole armor of God. You need it. You need it. Glory to God, you're no match on your own for Satan, but you will defeat him. Hallelujah, when you got God on the inside. Hallelujah. And don't just go halfway. Praise God, hallelujah. It said on in there earlier, I said being half-dressed, going halfway, ain't good enough. Hallelujah. You got to go all the way. Glory to God. You got to do all that God wants you to do. You got to pull in. You got to be mature. Glory to God. You got to let some things go. You got to shake some things off. But it's worth it letting go and letting God. Glory to God, I feel like praying right now. Ina namo so de dia karma sana dia ri dio dia si dia kaya I would say unto thee, gather together, seek my face. I will equip you. I will empower you. I will reinforce you. I will give you everything you need to be victorious, to stand, hallelujah, with your loins girt about with truth, glory, having on the whole armor of God. You are going to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Yes, I'm speaking unto you. Glory, armor up. The war is on. Glory to God, you need it. Stand, fight, be mature. Let the childish things go. Hallelujah. Glory, let all the spats go. You know who God's speaking to tonight. Glory to God. If you got little spats with somebody, I'm telling you, it's holding you back in God. Let it go. Let it go, that God can use you. Hallelujah. It's not worth holding on to these little petty things that will hold you back, that will cause you to focus on what this one did that and that one did that, and it'll cause you to lose out with God and the power that God has for you and the power that you can possess. If you forget, God said forgive. He said let it go this night. Let it go. It's not worth it. Yes, you know who God's talking to. Hallelujah. He's talking to quite a few of you tonight. Let it go. Let forgiveness in your heart. Nothing is worth losing out with God for. We need to be clothed in the armor of God in these last days. Time is winding up. Will Satan be able to defeat you, or will you be able to fearlessly face the enemy, knowing that you are 100% victorious? Glory! Because Jesus said that you could live in victory. Hallelujah. And if he said it, I want it. He said if I keep my mind stayed on him, he'd keep me in perfect peace. I want the peace. He said the joy of the Lord is my strength. I want joy. Glory. I want the joy of the Lord. I want that lasting joy. I don't want no temporary happiness. I don't want no temporary peace. I want what's lasting. What do you want? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm about to lose my voice, but that's okay. I'm telling you, love the Lord with all your heart. Lay everything else aside. If there's anything that's been holding you back from advancing in God, let it go right now. We're going to ask the Lord to take it right now. I'm going to pray with you. Yes. Glory to God. Raise your hands right there where you are. If you want God to take some things out of your life that you can advance in the army of God. And I'm talking to everybody in this room. If you want it right now, raise your hands unto the Lord. Glory to God. As I lay down the phone,
Hallelujah. I raise my hands. I surrender in every area. If there's anything in my life that's holding me back, Lord, I don't want it there. Hallelujah. Glory, help me this night to let it go. And each and every one that has their hands raised, that's not afraid to acknowledge you, glory to God. Help them to advance in your army, to raise up, to suit up, to clothe up, to put you on in every area, every situation right now, God, we give it to you. God, all across the world, oh my God, in every nation, glory, there's people that's wanting to advance in you. Glory to God, that's wanting to be in that place of undefeatable, that the enemy cannot take them anymore, because the true word of God has been revealed. God said his word will not return unto him void, but it's going to accomplish what he sent it to do. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many knows it's going to be all right? Glory. Just begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. For great is his power. Great is his mightiness. Great is his magnificence. Hallelujah. Great is his love towards you and I tonight. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You was not listening tonight just by chance, but this was something that was ordained by the Almighty God for you to hear. For you to know that the armor of God is for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, you thought it was for everybody else. I'm telling you, it's for every. It's for ALL, all the children of God that wants it. That wants to be victorious, that wants to engage the enemy and take back what he took from them. Praise God. Is he taking your children? Is he taking your loved ones? Think around your finances. He'll steal anything he can, but you don't have to face it alone. You can face it with all heaven backing you up. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I feel it tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. I praise God for this privilege to be on Reaching Out Radio International with Evangelist Montel Fields. Glory to God. God birthed this station within her heart. Glory to God. Then he manifested in the natural. And now you can be blessed by the mighty women and men of God that are on here to share the word with you. And it's all because Jesus loved you that he spoke to Evangelist Montel Fields to start a radio program, even though she didn't know how to do it. But she learned, and now he talked to her to open a TV station. Glory to God, and he taught her how to do that. Glory to God, I'm just in waiting to see what he's going to do next in the ministry that he has birthed within her, the reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. That's true love, my friend. Hallelujah. glory, support it in every way you can through prayer, fasting, financial, whatever God puts on your heart. Glory to God. Be obedient unto the Lord, because you will only hear the word of God. If it's not the word, you're not going to hear it on this station. I'm telling you, all about Jesus. It's all about preaching the whole word of God. And I'm telling you, I'm going to go ahead and close out with prayer. Hallelujah. And I want you to know tonight that Jesus loves you. He wants to bless you. He wants to help you. He wants to equip you for the work of the ministry. Pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I lift up each listener that will ever hear this broadcast, God, that will be in their timing, the ones that's listening tonight, it's their time to hear the word of God, to suit up, to man up, to woman up. Hallelujah. Anything hindering, shake it off. Bitterness, hate, unforgiveness, anger, shake it off. Let it go. It ain't worth it. You need to grow in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your people this night, Lord God. I praise you for this privilege and this honor just to come before your presence. Hallelujah, because I know that you're in the midst. God, I feel your presence. I feel your peace. Oh, yea, Lord, I feel your peace. God, as we close out tonight, is there anyone out there that needs to repent, that needs to give their life back to the Lord? Now's the time. Jesus is standing there with outstretched arms, just waiting for you to come back, just like the prodigal son. Oh, he put a robe on him, a ring on his finger. Hallelujah, he killed the fatted calf. You're special in the eyes of God. That one that goes astray, he'll go after it and leave the 99 that need no repentance. So he's coming after you tonight. Yield to his spirit. Let him have his way in your life. God bless you. I love you. I'm Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Listen to the word again and again and again and see what the Lord is saying to you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. Good night. God bless you.